Thanks very much, Sam. Thanks for your time, Brody Meierczyk. Now, that was an absolute thriller. What was the message in the team meeting just now?
To be honest, we didn't really talk about the game.
What'd you talk about, Brody?
I don't know, just to enjoy it. It's a weird feeling. I think most of the boys haven't played in a draw. But, yeah, we just talked. There's things we need to get better at. There's things we do well. So, our focus is Carlton in 8 days. So, yeah, basically we got time off now, so we'll just enjoy that. And, it was a good game, a tough game. So, the result was pretty much how it was going to play out, I think. Both teams had their chances. But, yeah, that's footy.
The Bombers did get the jump on you early. What was going through your mind when they got to that big lead in the first quarter?
It was similar to last week. I think that was a scoring end. A bit of wind down that way. So, I don't think it worried us. We knew us forwards, if it got down there, we could do our job properly, and the mids just needed to turn it on. So when they got going, that's when we started scoring. So I think it doesn't worry us too much if teams get a jump on us like that.
Brody, Jimmy Bartel here. Well done on your game. You're hitting the scoreboard and your form's great. Do you think Collingwood is back? As in, like, you're playing the style of footy that we've come accustomed to in the last 2 years, or do you think there's still a fair bit of room for improvement?
Room for improvement, a bit patchy. Obviously, yeah, you don't want to let teams score heavily early on. But we're showing glimpses, and I think we're just having fun out there, which is what we've done the last 2 years. And it's enjoyable to be in that forward line when everyone's getting on the scoreboard and having fun. Harvey Harrison comes on and kicks a goal, and couldn't be happier for him. So, we're enjoying it, and, hopefully we put four quarters in next week.
I must admit, Brody, when you had those last two shots of a goal, one on your left, one on your right, I put my glasses down before you went in.
I took that one on the left, and I do practice them, but I think, tired legs cause it, and... just probably not switched on, probably thinking about the result rather than actually going through the motion.
Can that happen a bit in the moment that you start thinking about the celebration or the result or whatever it is?
Yeah, definitely. I sort of said to Langford after the game, don't worry about it. I missed two easy ones too. So, I think you want to be the hero, and it does play on your mind. The crowd gets in your head. So, I think it's just about going through routine, and, I mean... Yeah, I know I can get them out 9 times out of 10, and it doesn't. I shouldn't let it worry me.
I know all games are exhausting, but everyone looked out on their feet. How difficult it is, I know your second one where you took it from the right-hand pocket, looked like everyone was just gassed. It would have been difficult taking a shot, being completely out of breath.
Everyone was. I think even Langford's goal, there was three boys, Collingwood boys, laying on the ground, trying to get their breath back. I wouldn't say it's anything to do with, like, 5-day breaks. I think it was just one of those games where it was fast-flowing and end-to-end. So, it was going to take a toll on everyone at the end.
Something slightly away from football, Brody. What will you personally do tonight? You talked about having an 8-day break before you take on the Blues. Just an insight into a footballer trying to switch off, trying to get away from thinking about the game. What will a night like tonight hold for you?
Yeah, I handle after games pretty well. I think we got a little thing back at the club. Not much. I'll go home. I like to watch, just flick whatever's on the TV, try and catch the end of a movie or something. But I think tomorrow I'm catching up with some friends. So, I think it's about getting away from the club and obviously still tipping into to the recovery and getting the best out of your body. But, we enjoy ourselves as well.
I was listening to a stat on broadcast just before I came in today. It was Todd Goldstein's second ever game in front of more than 60,000. And he was playing game 315, I think. Still Sidebottom, who's played in 320 games. Jimmy was his 130th in front of more than 60,000. And Brody, you get to back up this week with probably 90,000 plus against the Blues next Friday. It's nice playing for a club like Collingwood.
Yeah, we're very lucky. I was looking when the national anthem was on and seeing the new blokes whose first game it would be in a big game like this. So, we had a few on our team as well. And, we're lucky to to have blockbuster games, and doesn't come any bigger than next Friday against Carlton. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Certainly is. Brody, appreciate your time. Go well.
Thank you.